On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yes, it begins with a V, ends with an A. It's Victoria. She's here today to spend the entire time.
Why not?
Talking about, give you a reason.
What better things do I have to do?
Well, thank you. What a compliment.
Oh, yeah, see, that came out right.
That's funny. True and funny as well.
It's the only reason I even have to leave the house, so.
Yeah, well, good for you.
I actually like staying.
I don't have to.
I know, see, lucky you. Because you might meet people out in the world. It's a scary place.
Oh, man. You might meet people you don't want to talk to is what happens. Oh, God. Have I got a list of those things?
Do you? What do you do to deserve that?
It's not what I do.
It's what they do to me. I like that. See, yeah. I hit it all wrong.
Yeah. Oh, it's always them. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah, it has to be.
I never admit that publicly, but fortunately, no one's listening.
Good.
Sorry, guess.
Oh, boy. I just burped before the show.
Did you really?
I thought it was going to be announced, but it's a quiet one.
I have gotten so many emails and letters about you since last week because you weren't feeling well last week.
Right. I love how you just looked at me. Your eyes spoke volumes.
Because I can't bullshit that much, really.
You know, I know you.
So I have gotten so many cards and letters last week about your health.
Right.
How are you?
I need glasses for like poker games.
You were feeling like nauseous.
You know, that was like, it lasted a day. It was weird. Yeah, the next day I seemed okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's like a thing.
Something you ate, man. Something you ate.
I thought something was coming on strong.
No.
But then it faded away.
It's a stomach flu thing.
You know what it was? You know what it replaced it with? Poison ivy.
Good for you.
No. See it? Isn't it gross?
I kind of don't.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, there it is. Okay, fine. All right.
And that's like not just there. It's different places.
Okay. So how did this
happen? You look
like
you're shuddering. Ron is cringing right now.
How did this happen, Tori?
It's cleaning. It's going in the yard, doing
your
yard
work. Of course,
work.
And hitting some poison ivy. Did you? So what's the remedy for this?
Oh, well, I had some cream, but that wasn't really working because it was spreading.
Oh, my.
So I went to the doctor. I got a same-day appointment. Hippie man, my dermatologist.
Good.
Hit me up with some prednisone.
Hit you up with some prednisone, man.
Yeah.
Hey, hit me.
I knew he would because I looked it up. I'm like, this is going to be a cortisone thing, a prednisone thing.
Well, prednisone cream.
No, it's a pill. Now.
Oh, you have to do that.
He said, I'm itching. I'm beyond creams.
Beyond it. You're beyond it. Yeah.
I need the pills. Yeah.
Is this catching in any way?
No.
Okay.
It's not. It, only
Excuse
from the plant.
Me for asking.
I know. So, most people ask because it's so gross looking.
Oh, you don't know.
You can't.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm happy to hear that you're better.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm better than I was that day, although we did a hell of a show that day.
We did. The sicker you are, the better things turn out to be. Yeah.
I hope I catch cancer then, because then I'll really be kicking the ass
God.
Of these shows.
Do we
shows.
Have to start this again?
You know what I thought? God. You know what? Stephen Colbert did a funny joke about cancer.
Yeah.
The other night,
bold.
His monologue, you know what?
It's bold.
Because you remember the White House correspondence, Darren,
yes.
how Donald Trump didn't show
I
up?
I know that.
But he not only did that, he insulted before that one of the CBS journalists.
Right.
He called it deface the nation, he said, deface the nation. And that was so offensive to Stephen Colbert that he went on a diatribe, which he's never done, about Donald Trump. And it was like, wow, he eviscerated the guy. And he said something like, more people march against him than cancer.
Good for him.
And I love that line. I know.
Let's stay away from him.
Well, you have things to talk about with him.
Well, maybe I don't want to talk about him now.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just annoys
move.
Me. You've said publicly, I've said publicly, this is just the biggest joke going on, and it is just embarrassing.
But you know what's even funnier?
Yeah.
Is Bill Maher and Ann Coulter a year and a half ago, okay, the fall of 2016 before the election.
Mm-hmm.
They had a whole panel. Did you see it? It's hilarious.
Yes.
And they asked her who she thought was in the lead and probably had a good chance. Mm-hmm. And she said Donald Trump, and she was laughed out of there.
Right.
And she sat there with this look on her face that, you know what? If I was her, I would have done the same thing. But you know what? We'll just wait and see.
Yeah.
Even though I can't stand her. But it's like she had the last laugh. Mm-hmm. That bugs me.
I do believe that the man is starting to, and this is certainly my opinion, and I have been a psychologist for 25 years now.
Good.
My opinion is that, and you don't diagnose people from far away.
Right.
But I do.
You need a blood sample.
He's having a nervous breakdown.
And really?
That compiled upon the fact that he was a schmuck to begin with is very weird and dangerous with the North Korea thing.
Oh, my God.
All Trump has to do is just insult. He's done the opposite, actually. He actually said...
Yeah, he'd go meet with him.
Yeah, he'd go meet with him. Well, that's... I kind of like... I don't mind that.
I would love to see that.
I would always prefer that someone try every avenue first.
Diplomats. Diplomacy.
That's fine. And I guess... I don't know... if he's really smart, but he said that this Kim Jong-un was
Kim Jong-un.
I can't pronounce it. That he was a smart cookie.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay. And then I was offended by it at first. And then I thought, okay, wait a minute. Maybe he's trying to butter him up so that to take him down a little bit. To make
reverse
him a little
psychology.
More. Yeah. But then I thought, no, that can't be. Trump's not that smart.
And it's a reverse fake? Oh, my God. I'm so confused.
But then I realized that when you do the art of the deal, you take your other person that you're trying to deal with and you try to mold them into a softer position so that you can deal in your manner.
Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
So that kind of...
But don't you think they figured that out already?
No, because things... Compliments do butter... Even if you say to somebody... Compliments butter people up, and then you give a compliment, that person will still be buttered up.
Yeah, like a snow job.
It's very powerful and compelling. But I still think he's having a breakdown.
He might be, because did you hear what he said last week?
Yeah.
He talked about not expecting to be able to, having to do so much with this job.
Yes.
And that he missed driving.
Yes.
He wanted to drive
again.
Well,
he can't drive.
He can't never drive. Again. I don't think Obama can even drive now, still.
I don't know.
He's done. He's done forever. Although he's 70-something. I don't think Trump should drive.
No, I don't think he should walk. I don't think he should talk, certainly. He shouldn't be talking.
And tweeting.
The other problem is, on the other side of the coin, that when he compliments these dictators, he says that these other countries are far more efficient.
Russia.
That our government is not efficient because he can't get anything done. Which means that if you were a dictator and a totalitarianism guy... then you wouldn't have to have a Congress and you could just do whatever you wanted and that would be more efficient. I think he wants to be a king.
Yeah, he's talking about dismantling the First Amendment or rewriting it.
Yeah, he wants to be a king and that is just screwed up. Anyway, let's move on to other things.
Yeah, he can't do anything. My father said a long time ago, which I hope is true, he can't do anything without the approval of all these steps. So, but can't he just press a button? Even the codes, I think you need to have somebody else
I don't
there.
Think he... Yeah, I think technically no.
Okay, good.
I think technically no.
All right, good.
Yeah.
That's good. I feel much safer now.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you do. Although you need to clear up your arms.
Oh, that. Yeah. Oh, it's vicious.
So Ringling Brothers is going bye-bye. There'll be no more circus, Ringling Brothers Circus.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. And they're going out in style. They're going to do a live Facebook show.
Oh, really?
On May 21st at 7 p.m.
How gregarious.
I thought it was kind of odd that that would be the mode of broadcast.
That everyone can watch. Huh?
Yeah.
Without the smells.
Well, yeah.
That I would like.
You could watch it on TV or like, why wouldn't
you?
No,
because then you need advertisers. If you do Facebook, I think you can just stream
it. I guess so. Why can't you do YouTube Live or something? Is Facebook Live that much more powerful than YouTube?
Maybe, but you know what? YouTube's also Google.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's any kind of strings attached to what they'd want to do.
I don't know.
But you'd make more money with YouTube. I think because the clicks alone or something, you get money with YouTube.
Yeah. I don't know the deal, but that's what's happening. I never liked the circus. I always found it to be smelly, dirty, sweaty.
Yeah.
Hot, horrible. The animals just didn't really ever look like they wanted to be there.
I think that's a reason maybe they're stopping. They have Cirque du Soleil where people do tricks now.
Correct.
And that's fine.
Because
people
fine.
Can make their own decisions.
And they have hookers in the street that do tricks. So you don't need that. Yeah, I think it was a lot of the outcry about the treatment of animals.
Are zoos next?
Zoos, actually, in most zoos now...
Don't they take care of animals?
They're not caged. They have areas for them.
Oh, right.
So it's like free-range chickens.
Oh, yeah, free-range gorillas. They throw their dung. I've seen the videos.
Yes.
It's awesome. You right like at the, people.
You like the dung throwing?
Because you know what? They're like, F you, man. I'm throwing it. And it's great. Monkeys are awesome.
Yeah. Well, they throw it and they say, like, you pick it up from your dog. Pick this up. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
Primates.
That's what they're
love
doing.
Primates.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think if you're a certain religious background or not, that...
I'm just laughing about something you said an hour ago.
An hour ago.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
so anyway...
I do that. I get jokes later.
Yes, okay. So Ringling Brothers, good for them.
Yeah. See, you're laughing at it, too. Yeah, it's fun to think back, funny. Isn't it? That's what memories are for. I hope I never get Alzheimer's.
Memories.
Because I want to just laugh
now,
about...
Now, here's a sad thing with Jimmy Kimmel. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
But his son's okay now.
Yeah, let me explain what happened. Jimmy Kimmel, the late night talk show host guy, nice guy. Mm-hmm. His newborn son
was born with heart disease.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So he
like
was
the valve.
Yeah. So during the monologue, he was saying, "I'm pleading that this pre-existing condition thing stay in whatever Affordable Care Act you come up with, but please don't take that away and let's and cover children. My God." And then there was this Republican.
I didn't hear this.
Yeah, the Republican representative who is also has a talk show, Joe Walsh.
Well, I see. I don't watch that stuff. He used to sing for the Eagles, didn't he?
I think it's a different
Rocky
Joe
Mountain
Walsh.
High? He's high.
Yeah, it's
this guy's still high. That probably
Joe
sounds
Walsh.
Like might be
different Joe Walsh.
High.
He apparently said, and I quote: He said, "Sorry, Jimmy Kimmel. Your sad story doesn't obligate me or anybody else to pay for somebody else's health care."
It just makes me angry. That just makes me angry.
Wow.
Yeah, but not surprised.
I'm not surprised either.
You know?
But I mean...
Jimmy Kimmel's point is he doesn't have the only sick child.
Right.
Maybe Jimmy can afford it. But you know what? Doesn't mean everybody can.
Think obviously Jimmy can afford it, but that's not
the
what
point,
he was
right,
saying.
Exactly.
He was saying, please, for
babies,
America.
These kids.
And, even if you feel that way, even if the schmuck Joe Walsh really feels that way, there's a time to
just shut
your mouth.
Right. Don't say it out loud.
No.
Just tell your close friends so they can still, stay your friends
so
or hate you.
Go out and, slap each other around and have a beer, whatever. But you don't publicly.
Well, good. You know what? I'm glad. In a way, I'm glad you said it. Now we know.
Now it shows the types of people that we have to deal with and why I don't like to go out in public and mix among these people.
Oh, he'll get some hate mail. Whatever.
Oh, sure he will.
Hey, so you know what I saw on the news yesterday?
No. How would I know that?
Well, I know. What a stupid question.
Really
I hear people ask that. Hey, do you know what something is?
Right.
Why don't you guess? No. How about I don't guess?
Right.
Yeah, I'm never going to guess, so shut up and tell me. you're never going to guess. Then what's the point?
I don't want to, do anything to me.
No.
You eat McDonald's fries?
Yeah, I love them.
Do you?
Oh, my God, you're making a face. Should I not be doing this?
Oh, I'm just...
No,
it's
what are
okay.
You gonna tell me?
It's all right. It's all right. Well, you're not a vegetarian or anything.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm afraid of meat sometimes. I'm like, this meat looks gamey. And
well,
strange.
There was some news agency. I have no idea who it was. They actually looked at the ingredients in McDonald's fries, French fries.
It's not potatoes?
There
Please tell me it's potatoes.
No, potato is the first ingredient.
Right.
The second is bull balls. And, no, it's not.
Oh
I'm
my
kidding.
God. That's, like
a joke.
Dog now.
That's a joke. It contains natural beef flavor, which is upsetting vegetarians because it's derived from beef.
Wow, I didn't know this. Beef flavor in fries?
That's to make them that's why they're so good.
I thought it was MSG, which I like.
No.
Oh, okay. I still don't mind.
Also, wheat and milk derivatives, which is...
gluten-free people.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't eat fries when I was doing gluten-free because there was always a possibility what they were cross-contaminated with.
Yeah. Well, now, I mean, here's somebody that goes out of their way not to have anything touch beef.
Yeah.
No.
And then the flavoring. Yeah. That's a little upsetting then, yeah. Okay, I get it.
It is. I don't know how they would tell everybody that necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone behind the counter would say.
They don't know.
They don't know math.
But
They don't know math.
Well, I think if you go online.
Would they know this?
Yeah, if
they
you go online, though, there must be like a menu at McDonald's.com and you can read about it. Don't do people,
Do we have to go online and check out everything you're going to eat?
Yes. If you really are serious about it.
I guess we do.
I'm not that serious, but if you are, please do that.
So. I guess
don't ask
so.
The people behind the counter. They give you the wrong change
Well, I know that.
Oh, my God.
Certain locations are horrible, too.
Yeah.
They get it all wrong. I go into one of them. I want the person sitting in my car wanted a burger and said, just a burger. And I said, cheese on it.
I love McDonald's burgers. No cheese. No cheese.
Right. So I go in there and I order the thing, and there were two of them, and I come out and we open it up the wrapper. There's cheese on it.
I know that happens all the time. So don't ever drive away, because I've gotten home and been had meltdowns. It's hard.
Yeah.
These people don't understand.
No,
they just there by machine. Cheese,
cheese. I know. I don't understand it.
Don't screw up their plan.
But if they're employees, they should know what's in their stuff.
Then I'm peeling off the cheese, and it's gross, and it's not even doesn't even look like cheese, and I'm peeling it off the burger. Yeah. So Starbucks has a new frap again. Remember we went through the unicorn shake?
Yes.
They have a new one.
What's this now?
Mermaid shake. I have to have one.
What's in a mermaid, he asked.
They show you how it's made. They have a little video.
Oh, cool.
First, they coat the glass, the plastic cup, with green stuff. Because mermaids.
Algae?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. And then inside, they put the red stuff, the pink stuff, purple stuff, whatever.
Blood?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
Mermaid blood. See, again, we're all, and so then they serve it with whipped
cream. Even mermaids, every once in a while.
And you know, mermaids, I'm going to try that shake before it's done. But mermaids, talk about mermaids for a minute. Yes. Weren't they manatees that drunken sailors saw and thought they were women with boobs and tails?
Well, they hoped
they'd been at sea for a long time.
There were a lot of intermanatee relationships going on back then. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, and there are a lot of children walking around that look like they're part manatee.
They have these weird fishies. Once I saw a fish online and had a big nose and eyes. Mm. It looked like Jimmy Durante.
There you go.
What was that about?
Jimmy Durante.
I don't even know.
So is there a lot of sugar in this drink?
Oh, I hope so. Of course there is. What do you mean?
I hope so.
Of course there's sugar.
You don't want to be any more hyper than you are naturally, do you?
But you know what? It looks delicious.
Yeah.
And I have to try it because I like fads. Quickly, something.
You realize in order to try this, you have to actually walk into one of their places.
And pay $4 and something. Mm-hmm. I know. I have to scrape up some money now. I'm getting into my silver dollars to spend money now. I'm so broke.
Yeah.
My coin collection is being spent because I don't have any money. Isn't that sad?
It's sad, but it's workable.
But they're only worth like a 25 cents more. Like the silver dollar is probably worth like $1.25 anyway, right?
Oh, I didn't know it was worth more than what it was. I did not know
that. I think
that.
Some might be a couple cents more. So what's the point? If I have to drag it down, if it's
there
like 2 cents
point. Yeah,
more?
I mean,
yeah. I'll just spend my silver dollars.
Yeah.
And half dollars.
No problem.
50 cents,
To go to Starbucks and pick up that stuff.
It's funny when people hand them the money. They don't know what it is. They're all confused.
I'd be confused because you don't see silver dollars every day.
No, now they're going to see a lot because I'm digging deep. I need to spend my collection. Jeez.
Why don't you just like get rid of all your metal?
Oh, yeah.
Scrap metal, everything.
Is that still worth money?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Big time. More than ever. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you get a lot of money for even scrap cars. You know any scrap cars?
I don't know, Ron, because I took a trunk full of metal a year and a half ago down to the scrap yard.
Yeah, I should have done well.
They weigh your car without it.
Right.
I mean... they weigh your car with it,
right.
And then they take it all out, weigh your car again, and they deduct whatever it was.
Oh. Why couldn't they just weigh the metal?
I got under $5 for a trunk full of metal, so that's not worth it.
Did you go to Bob's Metal Emporium? Is that what it was?
No.
It
was somewhere
worth,
in Brockton, Mass.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know metal, but I would have. I thought
that's
metal
what I thought.
Was quite...
They that's all they would give me, so I'm not doing that again. You know how long that took me?
Yeah.
And the gas you take to drive there, I'm like, you know what? Never mind. And I took
shocked.
It out of my trunk.
I'm
I have
shocked.
Someone unloading.
I'm shocked.
I'm doing the labor.
Yeah.
No.
I'm shocked about that.
Jerks.
Yeah, really. They're all jerks. This is why you don't go out.
I'm better off, the 5 cents for the cans, doing aluminum cans. I get more money that way.
You're crazy.
It is.
You should be, you got poison ivy, so you can't do that.
What?
Walking around outside, picking up...
If I wear gloves, maybe?
No, don't even bother.
You know what my dermatologist told me? He said he wouldn't be caught dead doing yard work. He must know something we don't know. I said, so you do get, that means you have people?
No.
He said he lives on a boat in Boston Harbor. So he has no lawn. Isn't that awesome? That's what I would do.
All right, I'm very confused about his statement then. Why would he make a statement like that if he doesn't have a lawn?
Maybe he's had a lawn. He knows what it's like. He sees people like me walking in all the time at this time of year.
Oh, so you think that he said to himself, I've seen too many people with poison ivy.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with anybody with, I'm not having a lawn. That's it.
He would never go outside and do lawn work. He's my hippie guy, my hippie dermatologist.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now he lives on the water.
Right.
Which is probably full of pond scum and noxious fumes.
It's the ocean.
Still.
I smell that dirty water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Boston Harbor, right?
Well,
was that the Charles River?
They clean them both up, but still, they're disgusting.
Well.
That's like taking a bath in somebody else's stuff.
And why would you live on a boat? Well, I guess you could live on a boat in Boston. It's not that far to drive to Brockton.
I could never live. Okay, I'll double what he says. I could never live on a boat.
Because I'd get seasick.
I would too.
I'd rather have poison ivy than get seasick.
Constant movement.
Would you rather get seasick or poison ivy though?
Poison ivy.
Yep, me too.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm glad we solved that.
I'd rather scratch my arm a little bit than throw up every 10 seconds.
Oh, I'm up at 3:30 in the morning scratching like I'm going to go out of my mind. Yeah. That, I don't know, but still, I'd rather have that than seasick.
Benadryl?
Yeah, he said I could take Benadryl, but the prednisone will kick in after a couple of days.
Oh.
And then I won't feel like I need the Benadryl.
When did you start this?
Today.
Good.
Okay. Because you have to start in the morning.
Well, you're current.
Yeah, I have to take it for 2 weeks, but I think I'm only going to do 5 days. Although he wants me to do 2 weeks. So I can save the prednisone and use it for the next time.
I don't think it works like that.
It does.
You don't self-medicate with prednisone.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. Prednisone is not good for you.
It's a steroid. I know. I know what it is. And if you're on it too long, you're setting it up like that guy on, what's his name, Fox News, Chip Caputo.
Wasn't Jerry Lewis on them? And then the telethons, he looked like a big frog.
Yeah, because steroids are very bad for you if you take them for too long.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm a limited. I've been on prednisone before, but only for a limited time.
Right. Well, you know what you're doing, doctor.
Yeah, thank you. I've watched Jeopardy.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know what the categories mean.
Potables. No, is it not potables? Potent potables. It's alcohol.
Yeah.
It's alcohol.
Yeah. Well, then why don't they just say that?
Because they have to be funny.
No, they have to be aloof is what it is.
Aloof.
Aloof.
Ooh, that's a fancy word.
Oh.
Very pejorative of you. So you have to watch. It's more like a serial podcast. You'll only get the jokes if you listen every week.
He's been arrested for serial podcasts.
Serial podcasting. That Van Damme, he's everywhere. He's on the TV. He's been on the radio. He's on cable. Now he's
this
on
this has got to stop.
Yes. He must be stopped.
Good. He's like the circus. He must be stopped.
Oh, he's not as smelly as the circus.
Well, on a Thursday, maybe.
Oh.
Hey, and what day is this? Friday.
Don't start me with that Rebecca Black song. Oh, no.
Okay, I won't.
Oh, no, you don't.
Hey, it's May.
It's gonna be May.
Would you like to know? I have a little list here of all the awareness that May is supposed to be.
There's two holidays in May. That's all I know.
Which are?
Mother's Day and Memorial Day.
Correct.
They start with an M, for like May.
Yes. Very smart on both parts of those holidays.
True.
This is the national a month for the following.
Oh, boy.
Thank God I have this list.
That's a long list. Are you serious?
Oh, this is just, yes.
That's like two or three a week.
This is for the whole month. They broke it down to the week, but you never know when this is going to air.
Yeah, right.
That's the other. I'm confusing two factions here. This is very, very wonderful. A National Brain Tumor Month.
Oh, my God.
How do they do?
Well, Jim Gaffigan's wife has a brain tumor.
Okay.
Well, she was operated on and she's doing well, though.
Well, then this is her month? I mean, how do you tie the two together?
She's so wonderful. I hope that really stays okay. I was shocked about that one.
I mean, it's horrible and I'm glad she's doing better, but why do we have to assign different months and days and weeks to diseases?
Because people want money for their cause, and they should, because people are
cheap
and don't
get
money.
Why can't they always get money for their cause?
Because they have to bring awareness. Like that, remember that thing where you put the ice bucket over your head?
Yes, and I never understood that.
I didn't do it, because I don't want to be wet.
Yeah, I know, but what did that have to do?
Because that brought, it was like a, I don't know, you know what I mean? Awareness for ALS.
And but every disease has a walk-a-thon.
Yeah.
So
because that wasn't a big one like breast cancer,
but now I'm confusing, come up with your own activity.
Yeah.
All right.
Trampolines for tumors. I mean, something.
Maybe. Trampolines for tumors.
But we already have brain tumors.
No, well, there's a tease involved. I like that.
Yeah.
This is Date Your Mate Month.
Date Your Mate.
I mean,
Divorce Your Mate.
Why bother? Why bother dating somebody you already got one?
Why do you need a mate?
I know.
Go it alone. Be strong.
Month. Go along, be strong month.
Yeah, I'm going to have that month.
Right.
It's called every month.
This is National Barbecue Month. That makes sense.
Why not June? Or July? Why not the summer?
They were taken
it's cold today.
That's National Barbecue Tool Month.
Oh, is it? Oh, my God.
Probably. I don't know. Oh. This is Older Americans Month. That's nice. That's pleasant.
Well, all right.
National Bike Month. National Blood Pressure Month. National Chocolate Custard Month.
What?
Seriously?
That's Switzerland, dude. Are these America?
Yes. So all stupid. Right. National Chamber Music Month. Well, we all do that.
Oh, stop it. Stop that. Chamber Music Month.
Yes. This is when we all stop what we're doing and
listen to Mozart.
Appreciate chamber music, yes, because you got to have awareness. Well, are you aware that there's chamber music?
You know, maybe.
There actually is chamber music.
I was aware, but isn't there a better cause?
A lot of people didn't know there was chamber music.
That's sad.
They thought that stuff you hear in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
It's also National Egg Month. I was not aware we had eggs.
I like eggs.
Yeah, but why do we have to have a month after it?
We don't.
What are we collecting money for eggs? I mean, what's the point of this?
Easter eggs. That's April.
That was April.
I know. May was there behind. They're just catching up.
National Get Caught Reading Month.
What is it?
National Get Caught Reading.
Get Caught? What is that? What are
get
you saying?
Caught. Get Caught.
Get Caught. That was get very content. Close. I don't know what you're saying.
That's all right. Okay.
So Donald Trump month.
Anyway.
Get caught doing what?
Okay.
Robbing a bank?
Yes.
That's a stupid thing to do.
Oh, my God. National Hamburger Month. That makes sense.
Yeah,
National,
I like this.
National Lyme Disease Awareness Month.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay. I like that. National Mediterranean Diet Month.
We should all be on those. We'll live longer.
National Photograph, National Recommitment Month, National Salad Month, National Salsa Month, National Strawberry Month.
You're making this
Asian
up.
American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
That's a long one.
That's a big one. Yeah. National Water Safety Month, Melanoma Awareness Month, and National Moving Month.
Moving your bowels?
I don't
moving
know.
Furniture?
They don't specify.
Moving out of, moving this your is, location?
I did not make those up.
I bet maybe it's exercise. You're moving.
I don't know. I don't know.
There's too many ways for these to be
I can't be aware if I don't know what it is.
Well, thank you for that information.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's absolutely useless to everybody.
Well, not really. And I forgot I had something to say along the way, but...
It was in the middle of one of those month things, probably.
Maybe. You didn't say foster care month, did you?
I don't remember.
Oh, it was in between older Americans and date your mate.
I might have jumped over that.
Okay.
Because I think they're all silly. I mean, I guess if it's an illness, I guess, you know, people should be aware of it and it makes you discuss it. But National Egg Month, seriously.
Listen, you've had interviews with these people that have National
all
Day Month.
All the time.
Month. Yeah.
I do these things all the time. Yeah. It's stupid.
But you don't tell them that.
No, I don't.
You act like you're very interested.
I have to.
In National Hernia Month. I will Ouch. Lure your hernia into my car. What happens with your hernia after that is my business.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun. Facebook is hiring 3,000 more people.
Wow.
Because there have been a lot of complaints, and Zuckerberg's getting involved.
Yeah.
He says that he thinks some people are saying that Facebook is becoming the new live streaming violence
I said that before, thing. Like the Hunger Games. What
yeah.
are we? What is we? What's yeah. Society is crazy right now.
So they hired 3,000 people to be watchdogs
to screen these videos.
Yes,
good.
Yes, they don't. They're not going to allow them, and they don't want Facebook to be the carrier of horrific live
right.
broadcasts. Which
I know.
Is good.
They'll lose advertising. That's what they really care about. I think too is that yeah. they'll lose revenue
yeah.
if this keeps going on. Like Bill O'Reilly, they had to get rid of him.
Yeah.
He
Very similar. Well, gonna, yeah. So good for them.
Yeah.
I'm scared by Facebook. I'm still very scared. I know it's a topic every week with me, but it scares the hell out of me because it's bigger than I am.
I don't use it as much as I did. I used to like it a lot more.
Mm.
It's not that it's losing favor with me, but I would rather do something else than be stuck online because once I'm on there, I have to address all of these notifications, or people think I'm ignoring
it
them.
It angers me. It involves me in anger more than it does in love.
Oh.
Because the things that people post that are passive are okay. But then when you come across something that you disagree with or is above the top and you express that, you're getting into now a war of words.
Then you block
with
the somebody. I block them. I block people. Like
I know, but it's to even to go through that exercise
yeah.
is just
yeah.
it's traumatic for me. It's
right.
like if I don't like people, what the hell am I doing?
I know, that's a bad place to be.
What the hell
then?
Am I doing there?
Yeah, because it's social networking
with people that
right.
you don't know.
So you have to be social to be on there, and if you're not, then you're antisocial. Get off because it's not
Absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely, it is not for me.
Unless you're a troll. There's a lot of trolls on there.
What's a troll, Tori?
I'll tell you again. It's not with the hair, the little doll.
Right.
But
you can tell me every week because I will forget.
I know. Yeah. It's you have to be kind of hip to know trolling.
Oh, well then forget it for me.
It's a certain age thing. Once you get to
forget
50.
It for me. Oh, again, forget it
yeah,
for me.
I know. Yeah. And I'm over 50. But
you're just listing everything that disqualifies me.
You're disqualified from living.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, troll is to deliberately antagonize someone. You go on a thread, you know what a thread is, and you start baiting people, like being completely obnoxious. serious, and you're not even serious, but they don't even think that you're not serious. They think, wow, listen to this person. I must engage them. And then the troll engages you and they win. So you best just don't feed the trolls, which means don't interact with them.
Correct.
You have to ignore them, block them, whatever, because they're looking for that excitement and drama.
Yeah.
Okay? And sometimes I haven't been known to troll very much, but sometimes I make a funny comment and people, you know, want to engage me.
It's yes, and it's very much like texting, as archaic as that word may be to you at this time. I so often text. See, I'm a very
A big thing. Texting is still a thing.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm a very sarcastic man.
True.
Yeah, and I will say things out of humor that are somewhat sarcastic. And then the other people either don't know what I'm saying or take it the wrong way.
Right.
And
they're too serious then.
Well, I read other people's texts and they too are not decipherable emotionally. And I respond with either a question mark or...
Oh, I hate that. Don't respond with question
marks. I know.
That's offensive.
It is offensive.
Because if you say a question mark to someone, they're like, what do you mean? That's how I interpret it. What do you mean?
But in a text...
They can't just say, oh, I don't understand exactly what you're saying.
I'm not talking about Facebook. I'm talking about a one-on-one texting.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't like question marks sent back to me because that's like they're annoyed with me. Like, what do you mean? Instead of, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're trying to tell me.
What I mean to say is I don't know what this is.
A question mark is yelling at someone like, what?
No, it's not a question mark capitalized, which is no such thing.
It doesn't matter. It's not, you don't just send someone a question mark because that is, you're pushing a button.
Not a print or anything.
You're pushing a button.
Yes, but I think they pushed one.
Yeah. Whoever sends the question mark is pushing a button.
But you're right. That is a matter of engaging in something that's probably going to go sour.
Yes, it's
going
to go sour quickly.
Yeah.
So you have to either build it back up and fix it and rescue it, save it, or just abandon it.
Yeah. If I care, I guess I should call the person using what they call the phone part of it.
Oh, that happens, but then I don't answer. I see, oh, they're calling about it. Not answering. No. Not here.
Well, some things need to be clarified.
I
want to
run and avoid. I'm like that dinosaur in Toy Story. I don't like confrontations.
I don't either. But
sometimes I encourage them, but then I run away from them.
There are some confrontations that I know if they're going to last in my head a few days, then I need to resolve them.
Right.
Otherwise,
for your own peace of mind,
right? If I totally don't care, then yes, I will run and hide. Yes, or if it's bigger, if it's bigger than I am, then there's no point.
Right. I thought I heard knocking.
It's
probably my nerves.
Don't know your knees.
Yeah,
perhaps.
I might have made a noise. I'll listen when I play and listen to it later next day. But mental hospitals, let me tell you, people that commit murder should not be released from mental hospitals. That's just my personal belief. If you're locked up because you've killed someone and you're mental, why is there a time limit on that? Like, you know, and specifically, I mean juveniles.
Yes.
They do these crimes when they're younger, and then when they reach a certain age, you're like, okay, time to let you out. It's by law. We have to. Why? Then they go do it again.
I guess,
makes me so mad.
I guess I would need some numbers in front of me to see if rehabilitation or if reoffenders – what percentage people do reoffend, I don't know.
I don't like it. I don't like just because you reach a certain age, that means legally we can let you out, even if you've done a horrible crime as a child or juvenile.
Well, I think what you're saying is, for example, a pedophile. I believe that
that's an adult that does something.
Correct.
But yeah,
they cannot be
rebuilt. Throw away the key.
There's no question about it.
Right.
There's no question. And they will even admit it.
There was some guy they just caught locally.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that one?
No.
Ooh, I'll tell you off air.
All right.
Because it's someone local.
Well, I'm sure that happens all the time.
Because they have it on their computer.
Just we don't even know about it.
And they get caught spreading it around.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Stop it.
It's like poison ivy.
Yeah. Ugh.
Certain things are not... I agree with you. If you have a propensity...
That's a great word.
...toward violence...
Yeah.
...then you have a propensity toward violence.
How are you supposed to be rehabilitated? Especially if they put you in a place surrounded by other people with problems. And you're learning their tricks of the trade, like prison.
Well, it could make you even tougher.
I think it does.
Yeah. And then, but everybody in prison finds Jesus, who I guess is a couple of cells down.
He is. And I don't think, not everybody, but a lot of people do.
A lot do.
And they find, some of them find Islam.
Yes.
And they change their name to Muhammad's and stuff.
It can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Whatever brings them peace. But you know what? If they say it's a peaceful religion, then they're going to be peaceful. Great.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them becoming skinheads. I don't want the opposite happening. They can find any kind of religion in prison good, but don't find Nazism.
Mm.
And I think that's there too.
everything's there.
Then let's not go there. It's,
no, but no, I mean, everything's for choice. And then you're confined mm-hmm. with other people that are also as nasty, if not more so than you are.
Right.
How is that positive?
Let's not do the crime if we can't do the time, babe.
I think everybody who commits a crime should have to be on the Dr. Phil show.
Ooh.
It's the only thing, the only way out.
That's
I see
public shaming.
It's the only way out.
Yeah, you know, like the people that have to hold signs when they do something wrong. Like, I stole from this restaurant. And they make them stand with a sandwich board outside the restaurant.
Yeah.
That's humiliating.
It is humiliating. I think it's the only way to do it.
Yeah, but you needed to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I agree with you that many of the crimes are not rehabilitative possible.
And if you do something to a child, off a cliff. I've said that before. There's no trial for you, man. Although there has to be legally.
Unfortunately.
But after the trial, off the cliff you go.
Yeah.
It's a child. You've killed a baby?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Mm.
There's no hope.
There really isn't.
No.
There isn't.
We're getting depressing now.
The only hope, and I don't even think there is, are crimes of passion.
Right. Well, that's not premeditated.
It's something has driven you. Right. That is not premeditated.
Yeah.
But it does show that you have the ability to do that if you lose it.
Right, yeah.
And that is equally...
Like the guy from the Red Sox, Remdog's son.
Yeah.
He was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there are people walking this earth who legitimately, you could put a gun or a knife in their hand, and there's no way that they could use that on a living flesh human being.
Yeah, they're like Gandhi.
They just can't do it.
No.
I don't think you have to be like Gandhi. It's just it's not possible.
Right.
It's not possible.
Like my mother.
Yeah. Unless perhaps you are someone is coming at you and it's a life or death.
Sure,
and you're protecting.
Self-defense.
Yes.
Yeah, that's enough.
But beyond that, man.
Yeah.
If you can just do that out of choice, then yeah.
But then, like OJ, you have a jury. They get you off. It's that simple.
I know.
It's money can buy you freedom.
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump is a perfect example of that. He gets out of every lawsuit or settles them, where you and I certainly could not afford, A, those attorneys, and B, the amount of money to settle that thing.
No.
So I just, again, I don't want to get back to
him again.
And there's
also white man privilege. Example. I have a great example of white man privilege. Just happened yesterday.
Okay.
Because I watched it.
All right.
I watched it happen. It was a social experiment. Mm-hmm. The Social Security office, okay?
Yes.
When you go in there... There's a little, you have to sign up, like get a deli number.
Mm-hmm.
So what you punch in is your social security number
right.
and the reason for your visit.
Yes.
And then they tell you what, give you a little ticket and you have your number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I went in with a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm a white woman.
Are you?
I am. In case you didn't know.
Right.
In case,
radio.
For the
it's
listeners.
Radio,
that's right. For the
know.
Listeners. Yeah. So anyway, the point is we both did the same reason we were there,
yes.
which is other.
Right.
You're both other,
white.
Other.
Right.
And social security number. That's
right.
all they know.
Okay.
The white man went first, punched his number in. In between us, Puerto Rican woman.
Uh-huh.
Third, my number, me.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Then you wait to see who's called.
Yes.
Now, they said, we will call numbers in order of the reason you are here.
Oh.
That's why they even tells you.
Oh.
They will only for the reason you're here is why the order they will call. So, you know, don't be alarmed. So naturally, he should have been called before me because we had the same exact
right,
thing.
Right.
So before both of us... The Puerto Rican woman was called,
uh-huh.
okay, which is fine because she was ahead of me, so that
right.
made sense. But
okay.
she still called before him.
Yes,
but maybe she had a better reason. We don't know.
Right.
Okay. It still leaves us two. I was called before him, so they still left the white man waiting.
Huh.
But they know when they pull up your social, what your sex is and what your age is, right? That
yes,
might be all they
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
So they obviously pulled. So I had more of a right to go up before the white man because I'm a woman. I'm a minority-ish.
I see.
Isn't that an interesting social experiment? He was shocked. He said, it's got to be white privilege because that didn't make any sense. He had to be called first.
I think that would only work if there were four or five instances of a white man and a white woman filling out the form the exact same way, and that
mm-hmm.
happened every
okay.
time.
Well, you're right. That's one. That's because, one down. Five to go.
Yeah.
Or four to go.
Well,
I could go in there and
we'll
try it again.
We'll find out next week what happens.
But isn't it interesting?
When we cover the rest of the people that have gone
but
in.
But you know what is even more interesting? The people I tell, I only told one person,
yeah.
but weren't there millions of people in there? Because the office
sure,
is always...
Sure,
no, there were
sure.
eight people in there. It was a perfect time of day.
I know.
I
don't understand it either. I don't understand it either. I don't understand why people that work in government right. positions, yeah. like motor vehicle departments, yep. Social Security offices, yep. why they are so freaking sad and angry. Yeah. Why?
And she was despondent, the woman
yes,
that talked to us.
Never a smile. And I wonder if the supervisors of those places say, don't be friendly with them because we are a government facility and we are not to show emotion.
Or they're being beat down by us, by the public going in there and yelling and complaining
Maybe.
At them. And they've only
then
can
get
take
another
so much.
Job. Then get another job, man. But why is it across the board? Why is it every government type of thing?
And then the other reason I was there?
Yeah.
I call on the phone because I figure this could be taken care of on the phone.
Yes.
And it could have been.
Yes.
But guess what? 40-minute wait.
Of course.
It's a 5-minute drive down the street.
Of course.
Then
of
you,
course.
I waited 10 minutes.
Of course. That's happening to everything.
And I told her that, though. I said, why couldn't I do this on the phone?
Yes.
She said, no, you don't apply. You don't qualify. Thank you. Goodbye.
You don't qualify.
That's all it was.
Because you're a white woman.
Well, it was had to do with my son's death benefits.
Okay, right.
But he wasn't married or had kids. So there is none. But you know what? Why can't I find that out online or
exactly.
on the phone call?
Exactly.
You
What's
know,
wrong
she's,
with the phone call?
Or I could have walked up to before I waited in line. Can I just ask a question about this before I wait?
Yeah.
And they don't help you. They don't let you. You must take a number to ask a question to find out. You got to just hit the road anyway. Right. Isn't that stupid?
Nobody comes into the office. Who are they going to discriminate against?
I don't know what you mean.
Right. I don't know.
White men.
Okay.
But he was the only white man there.
I understand. But if no one comes into the office and everything's handled over the phone.
Oh, right. But they still, if you type in your number on the phone,
yeah.
they already can track you and see what
okay,
who.
Okay, so
you,
they make you hold longer.
I know.
You can't win. You just can't win, Tori.
You can't win.
We're out of time for today.
Oh
we have
God,
to go
good.
Do a television show. Okay, great. I'm glad you're enjoying this. She's Tori Lagarde. I'm Ron Van Dam. And we wish you peace.
Peace.
Bye.